Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. They're cleaning up in the panhandle after severe storms spawned tornadoes that killed at least four people, three of them in Texas, one in Florida. Among the hardest hit, Perrytown, Texas, where a mobile home community was flattened. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
Hail and high winds, and the National Weather Service in Amarillo confirmed that a tornado hit the area. The local fire chief tells ABC 7 a mobile home park took a direct hit. Resident Sabrina Devers lives in the area.
This whole area is just wiped. Total devastation.
First responders from surrounding areas and from Oklahoma descended on the town, which is about 115 miles northeast of Amarillo, just south of the Oklahoma line.
Breaking news from Iowa. The state's highest court has split 3-3, refusing the governor's bid to implement a strict ban on most abortions. A Russia-based cyber gang is suspected in a global hack attack. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
American targets include the Energy Department, plus Johns Hopkins affiliated hospitals in Maryland and Florida, Georgia's statewide university system, the Minnesota Department of Education, and overseas, Shell and British Airways were hit.
Now to Las Vegas, where a man's been arrested for threatening a mass shooting at the Stanley Cup final this week.
On social media, the suspect threatened to shoot up the hockey game and said the city should be ready for a massacre. Several people contacted authorities, which led to the arrest of 33-year-old Matthew DeSavio. Police say he has a history of mental illness and has been investigated before for disturbing Facebook posts. It's not known if detectives found any weapons in his possession. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Police in Canada say more than a dozen senior citizens were killed when their bus collided with a tractor trailer on the way to a casino in Manitoba. Driver Caroline Bleakley witnessed the aftermath on the rural highway intersection.
I did see a bunch of people on the ground and other bystanders that looked like they were trying to assist those people. And there was a couple of fire trucks there that were putting out the fire and the bus.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46 points. A first in the music business. Gloria Estefan made history in New York, becoming the first Hispanic woman to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
That's how my career started. As a kid, I wrote parodies, I wrote poetry, and my husband was the one that actually invited me to start writing music for the band, and I thought, I think I can do that.
S&P up 4. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Former Racine County Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Jay Kerner and his wife Tiana entered not guilty pleas yesterday to charges related to child abuse. Jay faces 8 charges while Tiana faces 19 counts of physical, mental, and sexual child abuse. Kenosha prosecutors are handling the case. The 11-year-old boy missing in Milwaukee was wearing a black anime t-shirt, blue jean shorts, and black Nike Air Force Ones. Police are asking people to keep an eye out for the black youngster with short dreads and brown eyes. He was last seen near McKinley and Velar Phillips. An interactive art event comes to the area this weekend. Melissa Kay has more.
The Brady Street Art Walk tomorrow in Milwaukee features artists creating art on the street while attendees engage with them. A new activity this year for children involves them throwing paint-filled water balloons at a wall to create a collaborative art piece.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Did you know the Country Music Hall of Fame group, the Oak Ridge Boys, is celebrating 50 years of great music? The boys are on tour and will be playing the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh Friday, June 16th. Their four-part harmony, upbeat songs are legendary, but do you know which of their many hit singles topped the country charts and became a top five on the pop charts? Is it Bobby Sue, Elvira, or their holiday song, Thank God for Kids? The answer coming up.
I'm the new guy. I joined in October of 73. I was 25 years old, and here it is 50 years later. I'm still singing with the Oak Ridge Boys, and I'm 75 years old.
That's Joe Bonzel, the tenor of the group. I talked with him about the Oshkosh show and their fans.
They can expect to hear a fast-paced show, lots of music, lots of singing. You can bring grandma, bring the kids, and they're not going to hear nothing they shouldn't hear.
And one thing you can expect to hear, the song Elvira. It is the Oak Ridge Boys' single hit to top both the country and pop charts. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Make it make sense. What? Someone, anyone, please tell me what the Wisconsin Republicans have actually done to help working families and address our state's workforce challenges. 844-967-2789. What am I missing? What is their angle? Because I am not seeing it. What have they actually done? Because they're refusing to expand family paid leave. They've proposed zero state dollars to expand high-speed internet. They're threatening to cut $32 million from the UW system.
Maybe more.
And as of last night, at 2:30 in the morning, after 10 hours of delaying meetings and making everyone wait for their closed-door session, they have just voted to erase $340 million from the governor's proposal for child care counts. It's gone. No care about that. The fact that 70% of Wisconsinites already live in a childcare desert, which means there's just not enough access to childcare. No care that for most Wisconsinites, if they're going to pay for childcare, it's a third of their household income. No care that people are quitting their jobs because they just can't afford it or they can't find it. So that's only hindering and hurting our workforce issues. Make it make sense. I'm so fired up this morning. 844-967-2789. And these people have children, don't they? These conservative men who, you know, God-fearing, like, it's like, what? How have you not met a struggling person? Do you not listen to your constituents? This is not a partisan issue. This is a market failure as far as the fact that people need childcare. I'm sorry, do we not live in a place where we want more people to be having children? Do we not live in a state right now that has a criminal abortion ban and says, have people like Voss saying, like, well, if you choose to have a child, it's your responsibility.
It's not ours.
It's not ours.
But you got to have it, by the way.
But you have to have it. That's your responsibility. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Hey, Jack, what do you want to say?
just that I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you what Republicans have done to help most Wisconsinites, but I haven't been able to find anything either. But I really think this kind of thing has to stop. Evers or somebody has got to make these Republicans responsible for what they're doing. It hasn't been at the voting booth for something like 13 years, and that's our major problem. These guys are so jaded with the belief that there are no voter consequences for anything we do that they're willing to do whatever their masters want them to do. I think Evers has to look at, say, for example, the top 10 Republican budget priorities. When they send that budget to him, he's got to veto every single one of them, send it back and say, now let's negotiate. We have something to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, is that the play? Is basically line item vetoes and saying, if you want to get this done, you have to be able to fund some of this other stuff? Because I just can't get over the fact that it feels, being back in this state sometimes feels like you're being held hostage.
Well, we have been held hostage by a zero consequence Republican legislature ever since the Walker administration and the redistricting that gerrymandered a near two-thirds majority from well under half of the voters. I mean, George Orwell put it best, I think. All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Apparently, one elephant is equal to about, if my math is correct, about 1.35 donkey votes.
Yeah.
It's not funny, Jack. I mean, you're absolutely right about the gerrymander. They are so insulated and so protected that they move forward with their agenda, and constituents, we don't care.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call, Jack. I've made a couple videos about this, and when I read the comments on some of my videos of the people who have had to quit their job because they were child care providers, and they're like, I can't live off $12 an hour. I just can't. I can't live off $12 an hour when I could go work at McDonald's and make $17. Make it make sense how that is a trained professional who's responsible for taking care of your children can only make $12 an hour. How is this not a market failure? How is this not something that the government needs to step in? Because it is infrastructure. It is a requirement. And I don't say this just because I'm on the precipice of needing it. Because I'm fortunate enough, I will figure it out. We make enough money, we will figure it out. We have family support. But the families that are working night shifts, one parent is not, the way that they don't see their affects their actual family because they're not seeing their partner because they're working split shifts so they can actually have someone home with a kid all the time. This is not working. And we have a $7 billion surplus. What are we doing? I'm so mad.
844 967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Karina from Milwaukee. Hey, Karina, what do you think?
Well, ladies, I'm absolutely agree, and I'm fired up to the point that I feel like my brain is going to boil. This is how it feels, and this is what they do. Republican Party divided the state. They have practically a guaranteed majority of Republicans to push their agenda. And their agenda is that there is a chosen people who have enough money that they can afford not to go to the daycare or even take a nanny to put it at home or a governor to put it at home or whatever it is. And there is the rest population. And the rest population is viewed as a stuck. Okay, what do we need from them? Oh, we need from them to deliver more babies. Okay, that's what's going to be a law. We don't need to give them anything else because to make a baby, it's free, right?
Yeah.
Nobody charging you to make a baby. So you're going to have a pregnancy for free. What you're going to do with that pregnancy is our decision.
But that's not even free, because in Wisconsin, it costs about $10,000 to have a baby.
$10,000.
That's what I was reading that this week, as far as where we fall, as how expensive. In Alaska, it's $22,000.
Wow. And that's with no complications, I assume.
That's just what the average is. But thanks so much. Go ahead.
I'm talking about, guys, to conception.
No, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Karina. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, a text from the 608. Kristen's fired up today? I couldn't tell. I like it. Number one, Robin Voss has no kids.
I know.
And he gives the orders. Number two, they want workers to be as desperate as possible. That is the end game for the GOP puppet masters. New maps are coming. I also have another theory. I firmly believe that they want women out of the workforce.
Well, and that's the part of where my head went too. But how does that help the state? We're reliant. We are desperate for workers across the board in so many different industries. How does it help our economy to put women back in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant? I know ideologically, for certain Christian nationalists, maybe that is like still the ideal scenario of like women back in the house, but like, practically, pragmatically, how does that help us with our economy and where we are at all? Especially when you think of the fact that women are most, for the caretaking positions, when we're talking about nurses and hospice care and all the people who take care of people as they get older, and we have an aging population disproportionately happening faster than the national average, who's going to take care of those people? Like, people, and also, like, people want to work. They're always like, nobody wants to work anymore. But nobody wants to work anymore. People are lazy. It's like, no, people want to work. Give them the tools to let them work and not be worried about who's taking care of their children if they can find anybody at all. 844-967-2789.
Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, what do you think?
First off, we the people ultimately have the government, and we must never forget that. Second is that, remember that Republican legislature that didn't work for almost a year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything for a year, didn't show up, those lazy bums, didn't show up at all. And here's a question I would ask. It's very, very simple, but do a little bit of paperwork on the back of a napkin. If you have the average Wisconsin family, which makes about $30,000 to $32,000 a year, for a single person, $64,000 for a couple. And you have $16,000 that has to go to medical care, just regular medical care. You have $16,000 that goes towards a mortgage or to rental. You have $16,000 that goes to taxes. And you have $16,000 that goes to medical care, child care. Okay, so after you have those four things, you're already at $64,000. And that's for someone that's making $28 to $30 an hour. So tell me, politician, how is a person supposed to make it? They still have student loans. They still haven't bought their food. They still don't have clothing. Do you want people to do?
What budget do you think people are actually working on? Thanks so much for the call, Tom. We got to go to a break, but we're going to take a breath. I'm going to take a breath. We're also going to give some Oak Ridge Boys tickets away on the other side of this. So if you are interested in seeing the Oak Ridge Boys tonight at 7 p.m. in Oshkosh, you can call now. We'll also remind you at the other side of the break, but give us a call now, 844-967-2789 if you would like some Oak Ridge Boys tickets. But we're also going to keep talking about this on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The summer heat can really get to you.
Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 72 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Low 80s Sunday and Monday with a chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hellfire.
Should I add Elvira to my baby name list?
Oh.
As we talked about weird names yesterday.
That would be a bold choice.
That would be a bold choice. All right. that was a good palate cleanser, because we are going to come back to the conversation that has me very fired up, and I think a lot of people fired up this morning, which is the Wisconsin Republicans have cut the child care counts program, basically dooming the child care industry in Wisconsin, which
pretty
was
much
already struggling. But we're going to come back to that in a minute. But right now, do you love the Oak Ridge Boys? Because we have tickets for you to see them tonight. So get your phone ready. Get ready to call because WISS, 1100 AM. We have tickets for you to go see the Oak Ridge Boys tonight at the Oshkosh Arena at 7 p.m., so give us a call right now. We'll get them out throughout the show, but 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Phone lines are open. I'm standing by.
Jane is ready to take your call. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to sing Elvira. You don't have to answer a trivia question. We just want to get you these tickets because we know it's last minute, but...
It's tonight.
It's tonight. And so, yeah, so give us a call, 844-967-2789 if you would like to see the Oak Ridge Boys. But back to the topic at hand. I just come back to the fact of what have they actually done besides call people lazy, besides say we need to get Wisconsin back to work, besides talking points. What is the Wisconsin GOP actually done that is practical to improve and increase our workforce and get people to move here? Get people to
stay here.
Like, what have they actually done? This is what I can remember. And tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me what I'm forgetting. They've want to let 14-year-olds deliver drinks at restaurants.
Yes.
Which is fine. Like, as far as other relaxation of child labor laws in other states, it's actually not that bad. But it, like, okay, so that's one. They want to increase work requirements for Badger Care and other like programs.
And
nothing else comes to mind.
Literally nothing else comes to mind that I've heard them talk about as actual policy and explain how that addresses our workforce issues or how they help working families. Like, they talk this big game about it, but show me what they've actually done to help people.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Text from the 262. Great topic, Kristen and Jane. As usual, I am furious, too, about the state Republicans and their policies. How is it they find all kinds of dollars to give to children and parents who choose to attend private religious schools, but no money to kids and parents for daycare, which isn't a choice for most parents? Your show is great. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job of keeping people informed on what these god-awful Republican misogynistic legislators are up to. Keep keeping us fired up. No wonder so many young college graduates are leaving the state. That's Pat from Tosa. Thank you so much, Pat. 844-967-2789 if you want to join us. Price from Texas. Hey, Price, what do you think about this?
Price is right. I had two from yesterday.
You're too much. this is just another thing. I saw Dan Schaefer tweet about this morning, and I just said, you got to be kidding. And they're packaging the surplus. They're working on getting it back to their donors. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And honestly, what has to happen is anyone who runs in the statewide, not the statewide, but I'm sorry, the district and the state legislative races need to hammer on them. They need to tell them. They need to say it to them and make them answer. They just can't let them off the hook. The thing is, they always go to friendly audiences, but they just have to answer for this. And when it comes to surplus, and I'll get off after this, but when it comes to surplus is here in Texas, there is a massive billions and billions and billions of dollars of surplus that they didn't use to fix the grid here, and they didn't use it for any kind of child care, or they didn't use it for anything. And they're talking about lowering property taxes, but what good does that do?
How does that help the people who actually need it?
It doesn't. And I'm hoping that the people of Wisconsin, I want to move back there someday. So I'm just hoping that, like, they can hold the representatives to account and just not fall for the false narratives of pro-family and pro-business, because this is so anti-business. This is what one of the most anti-business things I've ever seen, where you can't have people saying that they care about businesses and then just take away childcare and just eliminate a giant section of the workforce.
Yep. I know.
Anyway, but that's my rant.
So, yeah, no, I appreciate it, Price.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for calling,
Thanks
Price.
Thanks a lot, Price. Appreciate it.
And where is the business community going to stand on this? Are they actually going to say anything? Probably not.
I wouldn't think so.
And it is such a vital part, it's such a vital part to our economy of, like, what are people supposed to do? Like, truly, if you don't have the flexibility for one parent to stay home and live off of one income, if you don't have a family member, like a mom, like a stepmother-in-law or your mom or whatever, to be able to help take care of kids, and you're not making enough money to afford daycare, or even if you are making enough money to afford daycare and there's just not of any availability, you're just on a wait list because that's the amount of childcare centers that are even in your area. Because guess what? They're going to close. There was already a crisis. More childcare centers are going to close. And the ones that don't close are going to get more expensive. And that is the reality that the Wisconsin GOP just handed down to the entire state. And they screwed working families. And I wish I could keep talking about this, but Todd Alba is going to be here to round out the week. And we're going to actually have some fun. And I'm going to take a breath. But this is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News brief. Four deaths are now confirmed after severe storms spawned tornadoes across parts of the South and Midwest. Jason Tarrin lives in an apartment in Lawton, Oklahoma.
I've been here less than 24 hours. I ran inside, got my dog, went to the bathtub, and we waited it out.
Three people killed in the Texas panhandle city of Perryton. Iowa State Supreme Courts just voted 3-3 not to reinstate Governor Kim Reynolds' strict ban on abortions. For now, the procedure in Iowa will be allowed up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. A suspected Russia-based cyber gang's blamed for a hack attack on government agencies, universities, and airlines around the world. Ann Neuberger, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emergency Technology.
This criminal group has started to put the data that they extorted out on the dark web because they're trying to get companies to pay for it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Officials have confirmed that a 73-year-old grandfather and his 8-year-old grandson were the victims of that small plane crash in Watertown this week. The cause still isn't known. Watertown police have closed Brant Quirk Park for cleanup. After escaping through a bedroom window, a 53-year-old Kenosha woman was able to get out of her burning apartment yesterday, but was seriously injured in the process. The fire was contained to her unit at the Southside Joanne Apartments. The Daniels Family Farm in Brighton is the site of the annual Kenosha County Dairy Breakfast this weekend.
It's been passed along many generations. My grandparents, and then I think before that, so.
Couple generations.
Heather Richter, her father Tom Daniels, and other family members posted a promo video online to spread the word about the breakfast and family event that starts at 6:30 tomorrow morning. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Did you know the Country Music Hall of Fame group The Oak Ridge Boys is celebrating 50 years of great music? The boys are on tour and will be playing the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh Friday, June 16th. Their four-part harmony upbeat songs are legendary, but do you know which of their many hit singles topped the country charts and became a top five on the pop charts? Is it Bobby Sue, Elvira, or their holiday song, Thank God for Kids? The answer coming up.
I'm the new guy. I joined in October of 73. I was 25 years old. And here it is 50 years later, I'm still singing with the Oak Ridge Boys and I'm 75 years old.
That's Joe Bonzel, the tenor of the group. I talked with him about the Oshkosh show and their fans.
They can expect to hear a fast-paced show, lots of music, lots of singing. You can bring grandma, bring the kids, and they're not going to hear nothing they shouldn't hear.
And one thing you can expect to hear, the song Elvira. It is the Oak Ridge Boys' single hit to top both the country and pop charts. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And let's just round out. I probably could have done a whole hour of just venting about this.
We're going to be talking about it more.
Because yeah, we'll talk more about it on Monday. I clear my thoughts and have a more, you know, precise takedown. But we'll do a couple texts and then we'll welcome our next guest in just a second.
844-967-2789 anytime you want to call and or text, talking about Republicans deciding not to fund child care anymore. And basically the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, they decided this at the 414. If you ever hope to have child care covered, you might have to rename it and call it early education to make it become part of the choice voucher program.
Put it in religious schools.
Yeah. And from the 262, Democrats need to do a better job of communicating what the Republicans are doing. Dems have been too quiet about what's going on both statewide and across the country. And from the 608, in regards to childcare, look at the WISI interviews with Barbara Dietrich. She says, quote, "Women need to be innovative. Government isn't always the answer," unquote, immediately after supporting government-mandated pregnancy.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right. We're going to have some fun. We're back to our new segment in our new time slot on Fridays, where we invite other civic media hosts to join us for a roundup of the week of the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines from the week. And this week, we are welcoming our good friend, Todd Alba, of the Todd Alba Show, which now is 1-3 statewide. How you doing, Todd? Oh, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now
testing,
we can hear
one,
you.
Two. All right, there very good. Go. Fantastic. I was going to say, I love this so much. A fired up Kristen Bryan. I mean, you know, it has made my morning. I agree with Jane 100%. I mean, because I've told you this. I mean, you're like the nicest, chillest person, but you're also one of those people that's like, but don't screw with me because I won't cut your nuts off.
I feel like you've all been privy to every once in a while when I send a very direct email and you're both like, whoa.
Ooh, that was spicy.
And you know, I use it sparingly of when I try to lead with compassion and understanding and curiosity and a sense of humor. And then every once in a while, the passion comes out where I'm just like, this is unacceptable and I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, and it's just not logical. It is
exactly. Not,
this is,
I think,
not
that's
logical.
The thing. You know, like, there's certain culture war things that are like this divide and conquer, us versus them. But it's like, this is such a fundamental thing that affects literally every working family. And it's like, I don't, and this is what, you know, how do we hold people to account that in every district, in every city across Wisconsin, for people with young children, of like, this is what they voted for.
Right.
They voted to make your life harder.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
100%. But I think you guys that having worked at the building, as we, you know, people that work there call the capital of the building. I worked there on and off for 20, 25 years, not straight, but on and off. And I will tell you this. I'll challenge anybody who's listening right now to this show. Find me a better, more affordable healthcare plan than being a state legislator or a state legislative staffer. Last I knew, you guys, the deductible for a legislator and their staffer was $75 a month.
No.
Come on.
Wait, their premium 70, or their deductible for the year?
No, no. Their premium. Their monthly premium. The premium that legislators and staffers at the Capitol pay is about, last I knew, it might be $100 now, but $75 a month. And that's almost no deductible. You can go to the doctor anytime. All the lab work, all your meds might be $5, maybe $10 a prescription. And so they carve out this niche. And it's better than UW system employees. It's better than any other state agency. They carve this out and they write it specifically for them. So they insulate themselves in this utopian world where healthcare doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to have a baby. And they don't understand the real world. This is the world that Robin Voss and Devin Lemahue and all these people live in, you guys. And they, in the meanwhile, they take checks from the super PACs and their life is very, very good. Thank you very much. I think that's what a lot of it is.
But, you know, and so much, and I, you know, some often a common refrain I hear is the cruelty is the point. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but as far as, when you spent so much of your life as a Republican, Todd, working on policy with the GOP in Wisconsin, and granted, that was a different world than the world we live in now, right? That you left the party in 2011. You know, people talk about the good old days as far as legislators actually getting along and grabbing a beer. And Tommy Thompson, you know, even though he was Republican, what loved to be loved. And, you know, and it was not this divide and conquer. And like, what? Was there actual consideration for working families when you were still part of the Republican Party?
I mean, absolutely. I don't mean to keep going back to Tommy, and I'm not saying I agree with every single thing he did.
No, of course.
But I mean, his dad ran a general store in Elroy, Wisconsin, which I think is between 1,500 and 2,000 people in Southwest Wisconsin. I mean, he came from a working class family. A lot of Republicans at the time were farmers or working class people. And now it's just they don't, again, they insulate themselves in Madison. They don't really talk to a lot of folks. I mean, look at Howard Markline, the chairman, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee from my neck of the woods in Southwest Wisconsin. He holds quote unquote listening sessions, but he never responds to the questions. He goes and he sits quote unquote listens to you and says, all right, thank you very much. And he leaves. I mean, when, on God's green earth, what kind of a world are we in when politicians don't even have to respond to their own freaking constituents?
But again, this is what we built with the gerrymander.
100%.
It is. They don't have to do anything. This is why they will never move on. If we get medical marijuana, I'll be stunned. They'll never do recreational marijuana. They'll never support any kind of increased gun regulations. And the overarching thing, at least again, to go back to this childcare thing, they want women out of the workforce at home having babies.
Look what happened at the Southern Baptist Convention this week. They kicked out the largest church in the Southern Baptist Convention, Saddleback, out in L.A., the non-denominational, quote-unquote, that a lot of celebrities go to, and they kicked them out because they had the audacity to say that women could be pastors or leaders of the church. And that is the mentality that is taking over the Republican Party. And I never thought I'd say this. I mean, I'm not saying that everything was perfect back in the 80s or the 90s. Think of it. Ronald Reagan appointed the first woman to the U.S. Supreme Court in Sandra Day O'Connor. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Republican Party used to stand for actually making things inclusive. Even before Reagan, back Dwight Eisenhower wanted to expand voting to 18 to make more people eligible to vote. So I didn't mean to go on this tangent, but I just think it's so important because, Kristen, you are, I mean, Jane and I are, I think, a little bit more calloused because maybe we've been around a little bit longer. But I mean, Kristen, I think, epitomizes so many Wisconsinites that, you know what, I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to be positive. I think we can come together. And the reality is, when this broke this morning, it was not a surprise. Nor was unexpected, because you're right, Kristen. Unfortunately, the Republican leadership, not the voters across
not
the state,
voters.
But the Republican leadership in this state really doesn't care. And it's a sad thing for me to say as someone who spent the majority of my life in the Republican Party, but you're right. And until people wake up and demand a change of gerrymandering, and thank God we have Janet Protasiewicz coming on the Supreme Court in August, things might change there. But people need to wake up and say, you know what, don't be the suckers. Because these people, they're going to go to the cross this weekend. And what are they going to run on? Or what are they going to celebrate? Hey, we had a great week. We took away women's rights. We took away child care. We made sure the public education has to do more with less. And oh, by the way, we made sure that we're taking away higher education throughout the borders of our state. Now, that's the Wisconsin idea.
But that's not how they say it.
How do people vote for that?
What they'll say is we stuck it to Tony Evers.
And the libs.
All comes back to is we. Right. I've been told, and I can't say it on air because it's off the record conversations that I have had with people who have meetings with Republican legislators, and they're like, "Listen, I agree with you, but we have to come in under what Tony Evers proposed."
Right, it's all about politics.
It's about whether it's the Wisconsin, you know, whether it's our college systems or the UW systems or. Like healthcare, all of these different things, they're like in the conversation, they're like, I agree with you. And if I could, I would. But for optics, we have to come in under Tony Evers as far as what he proposed versus what we're actually going to fund.
The man who was just reelected, right? Yeah. The same governor, right. Tony Evers, who was just reelected, that we don't want to do anything that he wants.
And here's the quick thing. Until Republicans realize that they've lost people like Kristen Bry, they're going to keep losing statewide elections.
Well, they never really had me, let's be honest.
Well, at least you were willing to be given the benefit of the doubt once in a while and say, let's look at their intentions, you know?
No, and this is the thing, you know, and I think next week we're going to be talking to John Johnson from Marquette.
On Monday
about, you know, all right, logistically, pragmatically, if you look at if we get fair maps, what is the likelihood of who will be in control of the legislature. And most likely it still would be Republicans. And I don't really care about that. What I care about is having competitive districts.
100%.
And that is ultimately, because right now we're in a position where they don't have to listen. And also really, and not that they're in the minority, but if they didn't want to, our Democrats don't really have to listen either.
True.
And, you know, it's like, and that's at the congressional level of Gwen Moore and Mark McCann. But it's also like they do, I would say, at least the ones that I associate with and I hear them and how they their listening sessions and the way that they talk. But like they don't really have to, because it's like everyone's just going to vote down party lines. And that's just how it goes. So it's like all I care about is getting competitive districts, so these people are actually held accountable for things that are wildly popular.
Right. And I, you know, I went to the Dem convention as a vendor with Civic Media last week in Green Bay. You know what? Democrats are happy. Mark Pulcan's shaking hands. Tammy Baldwin's got a smile on her face. Tony Evers has given out ice cream. And then
he's giving it out? Republic,
he's giving out ice cream. I did say he's putting out. I said he's giving out.
No. I meant, because I usually see him eating the ice cream. So the fact that he was handing out ice cream.
It was like a reception deal in the lobby. He was giving out ice cream. And by the way, this woman comes up to me and she goes, "You're the one that killed Dueling Tangents." I said, "I had nothing to do with it." And she goes, "But Brian, oh, his voice is like hot fudge on ice cream." Like, she had a moment. This woman had a moment. And she said he should do a show called Bedtime with Brian.
Have you told him this yet?
I put it in the general chat. I think he's having a facelift or something. He's having a procedure.
He's getting some attention this week on some medical things. But yeah, that's really funny. All right. Well, we kind of squandered our time to do best, worst. And no, that's fine. This was productive. But at least now, let's end on best.
Yes.
What do you think, Todd Elba, was the best story of the week?
The best story of the week. A very personal one. Kristen texted me this morning, and I'm like, yes, I saw it. Some person in India had like a 5-pound kidney stone removed. Like, it was the size of a grapefruit.
It was insane.
And I just got done passing a 3-millimeter kidney stone about 3 weeks ago, and I thought I was going to pass out. I mean, how in the heck do you even survive with that big of a kidney stone? The pain that poor man must have felt.
I don't know. It was when one of my aggregates that I saw largest kidney stone pass. And of course, because of your recent situation, I immediately thought of you and I was like, how is this possible?
Well, I was just, how is that physically possible?
Well, he didn't pass it.
They had to go back and get it.
Okay.
But the fact that you could even be surviving that and walking around as far as, it was the size of a grapefruit. All right.
All right. Well, did you have a birthday, by the way?
I had a birthday on Sunday.
Oh, all right. Because I brought, you know, I have a rotating flashlight cranking because the end of the world is coming. So we might not have electricity. I think Don had a birthday. We've got a COVID kit and some other things. So we've got all kinds of things to give away here for you. So Perfect. Happy birthday coming up, Kristen.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. When we come back, we will do the end of the week headline quiz. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Did you know the Country Music Hall of Fame group, the Oak Ridge Boys, is celebrating 50 years of great music? The boys are on tour and will be playing the Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh Friday, June 16th. Their four-part harmony, upbeat songs are legendary. But do you know which of their many hit singles topped the country charts and became a top five on the pop charts? Is it Bobby Sue, Elvira, or their holiday song, Thank God for Kids? The answer coming up.
I'm the new guy. I joined in October of 73. I was 25 years old, and here it is 50 years later, I'm still singing with the Oak Ridge Boys, and I'm 75 years old.
That's Joe Bonzell, the tenor of the group. I talked with him about the Oshkosh Show and their fans.
They can expect to hear a fast-paced show, lots of music, lots of singing. You can bring grandma, bring the kids, and they're not going to hear nothing they shouldn't hear.
And one thing you can expect to hear, the song Elvira. It is the Oak Ridge Boys' single hit to top both the country and pop charts. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 72. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 52 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Low 80s Sunday and Monday, with a chance for scattered showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking to Todd Elba on this Friday in our rotation of welcoming civic media hosts to our show to have a little bit of fun on Fridays. Todd, you okay? I don't know.
Did we lose him?
We might have lost him. No.
Oh, 1 second.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we are still giving away Oak Ridge Boys tickets.
Todd, it looks like your mic is muted.
If you would like to see the Oak Ridge Boys in Oshkosh tonight at 7 p.m. at the Oshkosh Arena, give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Todd, is it muted?
Yes. I can see it on the screen.
Can you unmute your mic?
Can we unmute his mic?
I can't unmute his mic, unfortunately.
I think you have to do it on your end.
What did you all touch right during the break?
There you go.
What button were you touching, Todd?
I was trying to make a pithy comment in our chat about Jane, how much she cracks me up, and my hand hit my mute button. I'm like, because we don't use this fancy StreamYard. We have poor man Zoom over on our show. And I'm like, I don't know what the heck I hit.
Your little chubby finger is just screwing things up. All right, so this is the time of the show.
Okay, so I put on 10 pounds the last 2 months. Thank you very much.
That's why you're in radio. I kid.
Yes, I have a face for radio. It's true.
All right. This is the time of the week that we play a headline quiz where it's you versus Jane, and I have seven questions. So the first three questions, no, we'll alternate back and forth, but the last question is whoever answers first. So, since you were the guest, you get to decide, Todd, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
All right,
Jane, question number one.
Yeah.
The parent company of which kitchen gadget with a devoted following filed for bankruptcy this week? Breville's Smoking Gun, Carnival King Popcorn Popper, the Bacon Express Toaster, Instant Pot.
The only one I know is Instant Pot.
So is that your guess?
That's my guess.
You are correct.
Oh, wow.
All right, Jane's got
one. Wow, nicely done. Instant Pot is going down? I can't believe that.
Boy, that was just huge.
It was huge. All right, Todd.
Yeah.
Which investor and philanthropist is handing over control of his $25 billion empire to his son? Is it Mike Bloomberg, George Soros, Bill Gates, or Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Can I steal?
You can't steal, but you can answer.
It's Soros.
It's our buddy Soros.
Wow. Well, I was dealing a lot with George Soros this week, but not in that context.
But yeah, Soros handed his empire over to his son.
I did not see that.
Jane's up by one. Jane, this is a Wisconsin question.
Okay.
Governor Evers threatened to veto the budget over funding cuts to what?
To UW, the UW system.
Oh, didn't even need me to read the options.
Wow.
Look at her. She is a news machine.
On the pulse.
A news machine, you understand?
All right, Todd, another Wisconsin question.
Yep.
Who is most opposed to Wisconsin's major overhaul for alcohol regulation? Taverns, wineries, wedding barn venues, or breweries and distilleries?
Wedding barn venues.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well done.
There you go. Yeah. All right, it's 2-1. Jane, which brand toppled Bud Light from its longtime spot as the U.S.'s best-selling beer in May? Is it A, Yuengling, B, Corona, C, Modelo, D, Coors Light?
Modelo.
Good job.
She's on it.
She's on it. All right. Who said it, Todd? The job is done. We can go home now. Nikola Jokic, after winning an NBA title. Beyonce, after fueling inflation in Sweden. Elon Musk, after stepping down as CEO of Twitter. Jerome Powell, after pausing interest rate hikes.
What was the first one?
Nikola Jokic.
I'll say that because he didn't want to go to the parade, and then he did.
That
he
is
wanted
correct.
To go home. The poor man wanted to go home, and then he went
just
to the parade.
To go
he's like,
home. I want to go home.
He's
with
like,
my horses.
All right. He's like, I blank this parade. Like I blankety love this parade. I can't say on the radio, but he was very happy.
Exactly. That is correct. That is correct. All right. So it's 3-2, Jane. So Todd. So this is whoever, I'm going to read the question out. Whoever answers first gets it. So if you get it, you tie. If not, Jane,
all right.
You won last week too. Or was it tied last week?
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. This is it's high stakes here.
Then I won.
High stakes here on As Goes Wisconsin.
I don't remember. I won. Yeah.
All right. Which iconic band is releasing a new song?
Beatles.
Very good, Todd.
Good
I'm
job,
sorry. I was playing by Family Feud rules. I was like, ding, 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 ding.
I'll finish the question. Which iconic band is releasing a new song featuring its late frontman's vocals with the help of AI? It is indeed the Beatles are releasing a new song with the help of AI. All right, tie.
Tie.
We love a tie.
Yeah, we
just want everyone to have fun.
Really,
absolutely.
Do you love a tie? I don't like because it's like soccer. That's why I don't like soccer. I mean, you would sit there for 90 minutes, whatever it is, and then you start where you finish where you began. It's like, you know, kissing your sister. I don't get anything out of it.
Is it like kissing your sister, Todd?
It's an old
I've
line,
literally,
for God's
I've literally
sake.
Never heard that cliche. That
You've
cool
never
cousin.
Heard that?
No.
Really? Have you seen?
Oh, of course. That's an old, old saying.
That's a weird,
well,
that's
old
a
man,
weird old saying.
Like to point out.
Not if you're down south. Whoa.
Woo.
Oh. Oh. Hello, Alabama. On line one.
All right. Well, with a couple minutes we have left, how are you liking the afternoons, Todd?
I've said this on the air because I was all set to talk about the LIV golf tournament. And Aaron, my producer, is like, yeah, Krista and Jane talked about that this morning. And I'm like, you see, this is why I don't like going second, you know, because everybody else gets the hot news. And I guess like the sloppy news seconds, I said. That's right.
Not at all. But I feel like there's breaking news that happens in the afternoon that sometimes is old by the time we talk about it the next day.
Yeah, once in a while. I think, I mean, it's fine. I really, it's an honor and it's a lot of fun to talk to a statewide audience. But it's certainly like a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like just, you know, I've said good morning. I can't tell you how many times, or this morning, and here we are at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's taking some getting used to that way. But no, I mean, it's an honor.
Are you sleeping in more?
Not really. I'm still used to getting up early. And so I just kind of wake up and I'm like, well, I'm up now. So
I just want to say, Todd, I just think you bring such an interesting perspective to civic media because you were a Republican for many, many, many years and worked in the Capitol and you know, you've seen some of the inner workings, and I just think that's extraordinarily valuable. So I think you bring a great...
Oh, you're too kind.
You bring a great eye to stuff and can clue us in on some of the secrets.
Some of the secrets. Like, secrets. I think you did tell us. Who was it that you said was actually fun to get a drink with?
Well, Paul Ryan is actually pretty fun to get a drink with. Robin Voss is not.
The Chucklemeister. All right. Well, check out the Todd Alba Show every Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. Any station, all stations under the Civic Media Network. Todd, have a great weekend. This was so fun.
You
as
guys
always.
Are the best. I love listening to you guys because you always put me in a good mood and you give me something to think about. So you guys are fantastic.
You're fantastic. All right. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we will be talking to Caitlin Harrison, who is the president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin, about the importance of nutrition in schools. And we still got those Oak Ridge Boys tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.